something to be said for horse racing, isn't there? When you consider the racing industry has thrived during the times of COVID, prize money has certainly never been better in New South Wales. It's certainly a good time to be a participant or an owner in the sport. And joining us this morning is the Minister for Racing, Kevin Anderson. Good morning, Kevin. It's been a really thriving time for the industry, and it's pretty exciting for all participants and those involved.
Yeah, morning, boys. Ryan, Dean and Jamie, it's a great time of the year to be coming in. You know, in spring, it's going to be a fantastic season coming up, I think.
Absolutely. And the Kosciuszko, it's been a real jewel in the crown for a lot of those country trainers in recent years. What can you tell us about the Kosciuszko this year?
Look, I think it's the people's race. There's no doubt about it. It's the only race in Australia where, you know, you can go into your local pub, club, buy a ticket for $5, go into a sweepstakes and win. And if your ticket's drawn out in September, what you then get to do is pick a country-trained horse to start in a race worth $1.3 million. And what happens then is you also negotiate with the owners and trainers about your share of the prize money. So, you know, it's just a great concept. And it's been really well received over the last 4 years. And to kick it off again today, tickets on sale. So go along to your pub and club today and get them. It's a great concept.
Concept, Kevin, and especially when you look now at what a great place country racing is in, and it certainly helps with initiatives like the Kosciuszko.
Well, it puts country trainers right at the forefront of not only winning big prize money, but it gives them that chance to showcase their stable, and it gives them a chance to showcase what they can do, not only to prospective owners, but also their region, you know, whether it's Mitchell Beer coming out of Scone or out of Albury, sorry, Brett Kavanagh out of Scone, Cody Morgan out of Tamworth. You know, then you've got Paul Massara as well and Annabelle Neesham. They all want to have a crack and be at Randwick on that big day. So to be able to, you know, get your horse nominated by, you know, a group of punters, excited punters, and on race day, on Kosciuszko on race day, it's pretty special when they do front up.
Kevin, with such great prize money, winning a race like the Kosciuszko, I mean, that can be life-changing for a country trainer.
100%. You know, so first prize is $685,000 plus trophies. So when you think about that, you know, the slog, the 7 days a week, and nine times out of ten, trainers do it for the love. So to be able to have the opportunity to have a runner at Kosciuszko, in the Kosciuszko at Randwick, it's pretty special, and you know, win, lose or draw, just to be there is fantastic. But to be able to take part in winning some prize money, I agree with you, it can be life changing.
Kevin, I noticed 2 days ago on the Racing New South Wales website, they had a picture of the Kosciuszko and a very cryptic message: stay tuned. I know there's been prize money increases left, right, and centre in New South Wales with the Golden Eagle. I can't pry you to any maybe further information on the Kosciuszko and what might be developing.
Look, I can say, look, I'll get shot if I do, but all I can say is that, you know, in terms of what Racing New South Wales has been doing and looking outside the square, over the last 12 to 18 months and the $67 million that has been allocated to regional and country racetracks to upgrade their facilities, whether it's, you know, the grandstand or whether it's, you know, A and B grass or a sand track or stables or tie-up stalls or whatever. We need to continue to upgrade our facilities. But in addition to that, it's about prize money. People want to race for good prize money, and then that brings those good horses out. It really does, you know, lift the profile of country trainers when they start to get some good, solid quality numbers in their stables. So prize money does that. It really does. So there's a real concerted effort to lift the profile of country and provincial racing. So, and maybe prize money may or may not have something to do with that coming up.
All right. Well, we'll watch this space. But yeah, it is exciting times to be a participant or an owner in New South Wales racing. Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Yeah, thanks everyone, and really appreciate it. Get your tickets, and obviously we'll see you at Randwick on Saturday the 16th of October.